Local Standard Time is coming to an end once again in BC and the Kathet region, on Sunday, March 10. At 2 a.m. clocks will be turned forward 1 hour to 3 a.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. The rationale behind the change is that there will be more light in the evening so people can make better use of the longer daylight available during the spring and summer, and so that darkness falls at a later clock time. Although the BC government had indicated it wanted to end the time change and keep the province on daylight time permanently, that hasn't happened yet, and many healthcare professionals advise against it, due to health data indicators. Permanent standard time is better for our mental and physical health, said Dr. Raymond Lam, researcher at the Javad Moafagian Center for Brain Health, DMCBH, and professor in UBC's Department of Psychiatry, on the UBC Center for Brain Health.org website. Circadian rhythm affected. Sleep experts have said that our circadian rhythm matches the natural sunrise and sunset drive. Lam commented that the closer our social and sleep rhythms are to the natural sunrise, the better it is for our health. It isn't just losing an hour of sleep that's bad, it's the misalignment between the sun clock and our brain clock that controls many of our sleep and social rhythms. The biological clock is synchronized to sunrise, so this misalignment results in a form of jet lag. Mental and physical health. According to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, standard time provides a better opportunity to get the right duration of high-quality, restful sleep on a regular basis, which improves our cognition, mood, cardiovascular health, and overall well-being. Extra daylight. However, this doesn't change the fact that on Sunday, March 10, at 2 a.m., we will lose an hour of sleep and gain an hour of daylight. Many folks welcome the extra daylight hours, especially on BC's coast, when the dark winter months can be tough, especially for those who have seasonal affective disorder, SAD. According to the Sleep Foundation, there are ways to prepare for the spring forward, or daylight saving time change. Establish a consistent sleep routine, spend time outdoors, nap in moderation, and don't consume caffeine or alcohol close to bedtime. Oscar party. As daylight time returns, the Patricia Theater's second annual Oscar party begins at 3 p.m. on March 10, with the Academy Award ceremony live on the big screen. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.